You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy, crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well,
good Friday morning to you. Mike McMurrin for a Friday edition of All Marine Radio. You know, we're getting ready to finish our second year, and this year we'll go over 1 million downloads. How about that? Boom, bitches. That's right. Yeah. And you know what? And it's going to change, but I have not, like, you don't find All Marine Radio on other websites. Like our content, the interviews that we do, you know. But you don't find the Gunner on another website, but you're going to. I'm going to broaden this thing out and blow this punk up. So good Friday morning to you. Government's getting ready to shut itself down, right? What else is new? So, and then they're all going to stand up and they're all going to blame each other and blah, 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 blah. But we know that it's just symptomatic of it's what got Donald Trump elected, right? It's what got Donald Trump elected. And it's a reminder of this dysfunction. These people who can't get their act together, these people who can't compromise, these people who can't pass a budget, these people that make the rest of us sick. So we'll watch this nonsense play out until they compromise and by miracle, oh my God, they funded the government for another 2 weeks. So with that playing as a background this morning, good morning to you. It's Friday. Weekend coming up for the rest of us, so everybody's got to be fired up about that. My younger son, Patrick, heading out to the field this morning. So he was packing last night, so we were sitting there talking. And he said, did you like going to the field? I said, are you kidding me? I love that shit. I said, I didn't like packing for it, though. He said, well, what was the best thing you had in the field? I said, well, you know, when I went as a company commander, and I said, I went to the field a lot. And, you know, so I'm a second lieutenant with 1st Battalion, 5th Marines, going to the field, motivated devil dog. And then I'm a second lieutenant. I think I got promoted to first lieutenant at 1st Light Armored Reconnaissance Battalion. So doing that, go in the field. Then I go to sea duty, so deployed a lot, not so much in the field. But then from there I go to the basic school for an IOC for 3+ years, 3.5 years. And going to the field every week, out there doing it, whooping it on in beautiful Quantico. And then back to the fleet, back to 29 Palms and back out to the field. And I said, what was the best thing? I bought a camp stool, and I don't even know. I think I bought it while I was in Quantico. And, it was a bright, so it was made by Columbia, which makes great winter clothing, if you don't know that. Yep. So Columbia Sportswear. So I see this camp stool. And the key thing about this capsule is it has a back on it. So I look at that and I'm like, yeah, I like that. But what do I do to it? It's got this bright, bright green cloth on it, and it's got chrome legs, and the piping's chrome. So old Mac takes a look at it and says, well, I can cover up the chrome with duct tape. Olive drab duct tape. And then what I'll do is I'll make a covering for the seat, and I'll make a covering for the back. That's right. So that's what I did. And so I made the coverings out of my utilities, right? So I took the back of two blouses and I made a covering for the seat. So it was just it was olive drab camouflage. And then for the back, I made another covering for that. I then took one of the, at the time, our utilities on the side had a little they had a button and they had like two buttons and then a kind of a cloth buttonhole, for lack of a better, I don't know what you call it, but so you could adjust how you button the side of your utilities so you could make them a little bit more streamlined and not as blousy. So anyway, I put one of those on the bottom, so the cover kind of went over the top, a rectangle with an open bottom, went over the top, and then a button. Then I put my name tape on it, McNamara, United States Marine Corps. Son of a bitch, looked straight up official. It looked presidential, for crying out loud. So anyway, that piece of gear, that was a quality piece of equipment. And then I think when I got ready to go to Afghanistan, I left it at the armory and some son of a bitch stole it. Yeah, I almost cried. I almost started crying. It was at, it's one of those things. It's gone through the wars with you, man. And it's a friend. It's a loyal friend. So, but no, go, and it made me laugh. I said, go to the field's always funny. Guys have new knives, so you got to check that out. Everybody's always doing something stupid, right? That's always fun. At Pendleton, there's going to be snakes in the vicinity, so that's always interesting. So there's always interesting stuff going on. Always interesting stuff going on. So I said, come on, what's not to like about the field? When it's miserable, even then it's some moderately amusing, but it's not as much, certainly is not as much fun. Yeah, and the most miserable I've ever been in the field is in the United States, in Quantico specifically. Well, I shouldn't say that. One was at Camp Pendleton, but they were the same kind of conditions. Between 35 and 40 degrees, same thing in Quantico, and just raining. Raining. So you're soaked to the bone, and you're cold, and you're miserable, and it just stayed that way. It just absolutely stayed that way. So, and then the other one was a dirt storm in Iraq, was pretty miserable. It was like being in an oven and with dirt blowing around. And because we didn't have windows on everything, dirt was everywhere. Just everywhere. When you slept, you woke up, it was like you had mud on you. You had this film of sweat with dirt. And you couldn't, right? You laid there with just your shorts on. And because you didn't want to get completely muddified, you had a t-shirt on. Just mud, just dirt everywhere. And it was like dirt, and it was like at night, it didn't cool off. And so it was like 110 at night. Yeah. No wonder Abraham left that shithole. Oh, sorry about that. Anyway, the All Marine Radio head chef going to join us this morning on a Friday I'll keep you up to date on what's going on with the soap opera that plays out in Washington, D.C. The question is, who gets hurt? What's the impact by a government shutdown? Right? So, is it just a couple days off? A couple free days off? Do government employees take so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. Washington Post has an article. 9 most painful impacts of a government shutdown. This is written in 2013. All right. So we'll talk about that. And we'll check the news of the day. That's always interesting. And we'll hang out. So good morning to you. Thanks for making All Marine Radio part of your morning here on a Friday. We'll endeavor to make it a good one. Whitney Houston makes it official. Even though she jumped the gun, good morning to you. Motivating, and this is dedicated to Elizabeth Smart. If you haven't seen the movie I Am Elizabeth Smart, you should watch it. You should recommend it to other veterans that they watch it, and anybody else you see struggling with trauma. She's a incredible young woman, and again, my thanks to the Gunner for turning me on to her the story that she produced about her own abduction, and then she was raped on a nightly basis for about 9 months, and then she was rescued. So this is dedicated to Elizabeth Smart. It's also a little bit of hopefully good luck, because sent her foundation request to interview her. So we will go ahead and keep our fingers crossed, but. To Elizabeth Smart, who's gives us all, anybody who deals with trauma in their lives, is a great example for all of us to about continuing, about life is worth living, and that you can be happy again. So, to her, a tip of the helmet, and this is dedicated to her.
Our flag is on the road to so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
It bothers me to look at our congressional leadership. Yeah, it does. I see him on TV, and I just like, ugh. Clueless and out of touch with the American people. And if you want to know why Donald Trump's in office, you can take a look at them, because the American people are so sick and tired of those jackasses. It is ridiculous. And I guess I'm right in there with everybody else. Currently it's sunny and 34 in Quantico. Sunny and 44 at Camp Lejeune, Granbury, Texas. 2 days ago, it was 15 degrees. This morning, happy to report, cloudy and 44 in Granbury, Texas. Big Timber, Montana, a balmy, cloudy and 36. 29 Palms, sunny and 49. Pendleton, clouds and 52. All that stuff pretty normal for this time of year. Montana, a little bit warmer than normal. Okinawa, normal. Dark, cloudy, 63. Marja, normal. Dark, clear, and 53. The home of All Marine Radio. Cloudy and 56. We have rain in the forecast for today for this afternoon. Pfft, what is up with that? Yeah, clouds and 64 for the high. What a joke. Tomorrow, sun and 63. That's a joke. And then on Sunday, sun or mostly cloudy and 62. Yeah. Like, what happened to the 70s? Like, where did that go? Whose idea was that? All right. Want to give a shout-out to my boy, Pat Horan, who's in Walter Reed, getting his coconut worked on. So, Patty, we love you. We're thinking about you. Thoughts and prayers go out to you. And, yeah, Nielsen posted the ceiling outside of Walter Reed fell down yesterday. So Bob Nielsen on his Facebook page, he posted it. Yeah, all the pink insulation, boom, on the ground. Like, what happened? Nice work, boys. Remember, that was done by the lowest bidder. Congratulations to that jackass. More of All Marine Radio. Coming up next on your home for it, we'll check the news. The All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up.
Yeah.
This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global SOF Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
One, two, three, go! My baby don't mess around me, cause she loves to go and leave my door for show. But does she really want to, but they said to see me walk out the door. Don't try to fight the feeling, cause the thought
White House is going to have some things to say fairly soon about the government, the looming government shutdown. You know, this is all about who can blame whom, right? That's a joke about it. It's like who's going to get the blame for this, and so who can make the most out of this in politically, who can make the most hay out of this politically? That's what this is about. How stupid is that? Yeah, it's straight up dumb as shit. But you know, that's the game we play. And again, people look around and say, why is Donald Trump in the White House? Why? Because of this stuff. And they don't realize how fed up the nation is with this stuff. We don't want to hear about this stuff. What we want you to do is get together, and we want you to compromise, and we want you to solve the nation's problem. And so this is just another reminder of, if you ever look at Trump in the White House and say, what the fuck, man? How did that dude get there? This is how he got there. This is a great reminder to all of us about how disconnected they are from us. They go to Washington, D.C. They're never going to want for a thing the rest of their life. Ever. And you think they could go there and solve, you know, push to the center, solve the nation's problems, blah, 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 blah. I'll answer that for you. No. No. So it is what it is. So let me read you. This was written a few years ago, but here you have it. More than 2 million federal workers will see their paychecks delayed. Okay, some, maybe as many as approximately a million, might not get paid for the time they're out at all. Okay, so they will pay. Millions of veterans will not receive benefits if the shutdown lasts more than 2 weeks. Officials at the Department of Veterans Affairs have quietly told Congress they likely won't have enough money to pay disability claims or make pension payments for veterans if a government shutdown lasts for more than 2 weeks. Could affect approximately 4 million veterans who receive these benefits. Nice, huh? Okay, this just got personal. 4, some food safety operations would cease. The Food and Drug Administration will have to cease most of its food safety operation. This includes routine establishment inspections, some compliance and enforcement activities, and the monitoring of imports, notification programs, i.e. food contact substances, infant formula, and the majority of laboratory research. 5, nutritional programs for women, infants, and children could be impacted after a week. 6, financing for small businesses could be hampered. 7, the tourist trade will take a hit. The National Park Service will close more than 400 national parks, museums, and sites across the country, including Yosemite, known to everybody else as Yosemite, the Grand Canyon, Alcatraz, the Statue of Liberty. Day visitors will have to leave immediately when the closing is announced. Campers will have to take 2 days to pack their shit and get out of the park. What a bunch of idiots. Head Start programs for hundreds of kids will begin closing. And disability benefits for Americans will also possibly be interrupted. So there you have it. There's your top 9 or so hits I mean, what a joke. What a joke. And they wonder why everybody hates him. Yeah. Okay, well, you don't need to wonder because you all are idiots. And like I said, I see Chuck Schumer. Ugh, God, it makes me want to vomit. it makes me literally want to vomit. I see Mitch McConnell. Shut up already. Nancy Pelosi, God bless her, man. Somebody needs to make her go away. I think Nancy's around the bend. But her out there. And she, you know, and it kills me because she tries to be very witty, but she, Nance, come on, man. You don't have that gear anymore. Right? Your lame-ass comment about, I call them the five white guys. Racial humor isn't funny. And it's not done anymore, Nancy. I'm not sure if anybody has told you that. But one of your friends ought to. Yeah. And I'm just trying to help a girlfriend out, okay? I am just trying to help a girlfriend out. So, yeah. So, I mean, I need to shut my TV off because they will be all over television today. Yay? Yay. It will be nauseating with the, what are the Democrats blaming? Democrats are blaming the footnotes in a child health care bit of funding, and the Republicans are blaming the Democrats and saying that the defense is going to be compromised. So there you have it. And then again, but again, it's just a reminder that this is the dysfunctional bullshit that we deal with on a regular basis. And in my opinion, to the Democrats, so you're going to interrupt the funding of the government, the national defense, to score points with who? The DACA crew? Because you're deathly afraid that Trump is going to come up with some kind of solution to it and he's going to get credit for it? So I don't. I got an email here, and I'll read it to you. And I got a couple of these yesterday. Mac, what do you make of Kelly's interview? Do you think he intentionally meant to be disrespectful to the president? Now, you might think I'm crazy, but I have this to say about that. My own opinion is that it was choreographed. Because it's not, okay, so Brett Baird wants to interview John Kelly. Right. So does Brett Baird, do they ask for questions before? Probably. Hey, Brett, what are we going to talk about? Well, I'd like to talk about this, 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 and this. Okay. Here's what I don't want to talk about. Okay, I got that. And these are just, this is what you do when you negotiate with a big-time guest to come on your program. So then what you do is you sit down with Sarah Huckabee Sanders and whoever else might be in that small group, and you say, okay, what are the positions I'm going to take? Now, or do you say, yeah, Kelly doesn't do that. He just goes in and wings it. Then you don't know John Kelly. Okay, would John Kelly, who's a smart guy, would he ever embarrass the President of the United States? No. Not on his worst day, not if he had a mouthful of it. He would just sit there and hold it in his mouth. So what was he doing? Well, this is my opinion. What he was doing was he was carving wiggle room for the president. Right? There's Donald Trump is not a the wall, for instance, when you talk to the far right, it's a wall from the Gulf of Mexico to the Pacific Ocean. Yeah, that ain't it. Okay. Now, Donald Trump says he says he's never modified his position. What do you mean? I didn't modify my position. My position was always that. I always knew that it would be electronic in some places, that it would be drones in some places. Is that what the mouth breathers believe? The ones that want to deport 11 million people? Is that what they believe? Well, yeah, probably not. So in my opinion, Kelly's just carving out maneuver room for the President of the United States. And then what happens? You know, next day the President says, I love John Kelly. He's doing a great job. And then he restates his position in Twitter. And he says, yeah, nothing's changed. Okay, nothing's changed. But where is the deal going? The deal is going in the direction of John Kelly. That's where the deal is going. So, anyway, I don't think it gets loose at that level. I think that stuff's choreographed. You know? And so he says the president was uninformed. What was the word he used? Uninformed? Something like that. And then the president comes out. My own opinion is at that level, you don't have guys going off and doing their own thing. And so, maybe I'm too much of a Kelly fan. But I just don't see, having been around those men and seeing when they step in public how deliberate they are with what they say, I don't see like, oh yeah, Kelly was just, he was winging it with the President of the United States. No. So anyway, that's just my thought. All right, we're going to check some Marine Corps stories. Actually, there's not that much new Marine news today. Marine Corps is getting new cold weather gear. Okay, well, good for us. New cold weather cap and gloves for Marines operating. Come on, is that news? Really? That's a story. Now, if that's the top of the fold story, guess what? You got yourself a slow news day. Marine charged in Marine training child abuse. Oh, my God. It's going to be some great Santini-like nonsense. For those of you who haven't seen The Great Santini, watch it. Look it up. A Marine reservist has been charged with child abuse and allegedly imposing military training on a 14-month-old child. Lance Corporal Devin Heinzelman and his fiancée each face 3 criminal charges in Altoona, Pennsylvania, after police say his fiancée's son was found with bruises on his head, arms, back, hips, buttocks, and thighs. Police said Heinzelman was attempting to use military training on the infant and tried to get him to perform push-ups and sit-ups. Heinzelman and his fiancée admitted to spanking the baby when he cried or fussed. And one witness alleges that Heinzelman hit the child with a paddle for drooling on himself when the child was 8 months old. Heinzelman and his fiancée are charged with aggravated assault of a victim less than 6 years old, simple assault against a victim yet less than 12 years old, and endangering the welfare of a child. Heinzelman enlisted in the Marine Corps in June of 2014, works as a motor vehicle operator in the Marine Corps Reserves with the 25th Marines, according to First Lieutenant Stephanie Leguzamon. It is reported that Heinzelman is currently away at reserve training and will turn himself in to police when he returns in 2 weeks. Oh, I think the Marine Corps would expedite that bullshit. And again, That has nothing to do with military training. That has everything to do with being stupid. Right? I can fix a lot of things. I can't fix stupid. Both of those idiots need to go to jail. You know what? You can, I remember thinking, you read these stories before you have kids, and you look at them, and you think, how could somebody do that? And then you have a kid. And the little blob, like, it resembles you, right? Yeah, it does. The little thing resembles you. Little Mikey, that's right. And so then you look at it like, how am I going to abuse that? So make them go away. They're stupid. And I'll tell you what, the good news story is the baby will recover. It'll go to a loving family. And those two idiots will go to jail where they belong. And so, you know, it's a tragic story. But guess what? Could have been a lot worse. So, hua to whoever reported this nonsense. And hopefully the baby finds a, you know, there's all, you know, there's all kinds of families lined up to adopt, you know, babies. And so that ought to have a happy ending. But yeah, there you go. There's another interesting, and again, waiting on a White House press conference before we'll carry a little bit of that. I don't know how much of this stuff I can stand, even from the White House. We'll hear what their spin is. But again, All Marine Radio spin. This is how Donald Trump got elected. People just pissed. And when they saw Hillary Clinton, they saw Chuck Schumer, they saw Mitch McConnell, they saw Nancy Pelosi, they saw Paul Ryan. That's what they saw, all of it. And why does, in fact, I would even link this back to yesterday or the day before in those fake news awards. Why does he do that? You want to know what he continually does? He continually shows you that he's not one of them. And at every opportunity, he shows you that he's not a Washington, D.C. politician. He's a different kind of politician. And people may hate it, but when on days like today, when most of the nation is absolutely disgusted with the people they've elected, you look at him and what does he say? Hey, I'm the guy who engineered what's in your 401k. Right? I'm the guy trying to produce jobs. Apple just brought back a gazillion dollars. That's me, D. Trump. The rest of these ass clowns, this is what they give you. So, anyway, and he's, you know what? And he's got a point. He's got a point. The headline of this story is Warrior Cast is a public disconnect hurting military recruiting efforts. Military leaders are looking for the best ways to recruit the next generation of troops amid a growing divide between the military and civilians. About 80% of new military recruits come from families with a history of military service. How about that? But that number is shrinking. According to the Department of Defense, 15% of young adults have a parent who have served, a drop from 40% in 1995. There's also a declining rate of family members who served who are recommending joining the military to their children. In the late 1990s, more than 80% of service members recommended serving, according to a Booz Allen Hamilton and Blue Star Family nonprofit organization that serves those military families. In 2017, only 40% of those serving recommended that path to their children. A panel of experts discuss these setbacks and how to address them at a bipartisan policies At the bipartisan policy on Thursday, Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson, the event's keynote speaker, said there's not a lot of focus on how to develop and attract the next generation of great leaders. Quote, we are becoming a warrior caste. where those who serve are in families with long traditions of service. Wait. She actually asked that as a question. Are we becoming a warrior caste? Where those who serve are in families with long traditions of service, Wilson said, adding that nothing is wrong with that in and of itself. But does it raise the civilian-military divide? This also means, she said, that the burden of continuous combat operations has fallen on a relatively small number of people and families. A new commission created by Congress also launched on Thursday, which will focus on ways to increase military and civic service among Americans. On February 1, the DOD is launching This Is Your Military initiative to inform the public on what the military is doing today and how it affects civilians. We want to showcase how the military is relevant to Americans' lives on a daily basis. The Air Force Secretary Wilson said the Air Force will continue to recruit from states that have a large pool of 18-year-olds, including California, Texas, Florida. But the service wants to attract people from other areas, too. About 1 in 10 recruits come from New England, she said. We intend to increase focus in geographic areas where we think there are young people who can be inspired to serve, but many may not have a family connection. You know, that's kind of an interesting little, I wonder if there's a demographic on where military members come from. Where do military members come from? Active duty personnel by state. How about this? Oh, wait. A pop-up. I love that. It breaks down the military by state. By numbers, number one, California, 190,000. Number two, Texas, 173,000. Most impressive is North Carolina, 129,000. Yeah, both heavy Marine and Army presence in North Carolina. Number four, Virginia, not surprising, 117,000. Number four, Florida. Number five, Georgia. Number six, the state of Washington. Number seven, the state of New York. Number eight, the state of South Carolina. Number eight, Hawaii. Number nine, Maryland. Okay, who's at the bottom? That's what I want to know. Okay, so... Hold on. Air Force, Coast Guard, total. Okay. Some of this is pathetic. But I need it as a percentage of total population. That's what I need. By whole numbers, Arkansas, 4,100. Delaware, 3,300. Indiana, 950. What? Iowa, 263. Maine, 758. No, that can't be right. Minnesota, 649. New Hampshire, 834. Come on. Vermont, 156. West Virginia, 258. Wisconsin, 938. active duty military by state. Wow. Can you believe that? I find that hard to believe. Who knew? That's some crazy shit. That we have states that have that few people in the United States on active duty in the United States military? Holy shit. Wow, I honestly, that is stunning. That is absolutely, positively stunning. That you can have, okay, and let me give you a message here. California, 190,000, right? Hispanic. Okay, Texas, 173,000, Hispanic. Florida, 94,000, read Hispanic. Okay. So, whenever you want to talk shit about Hispanics, just know that they're defending your punk ass. Okay, West Virginia, 258. Vermont, 156 on active duty. In the state. New Hampshire, 834. Minnesota, I cannot believe Minnesota's got 649. This is blowing my vacuum tube. In case you can't tell, this is blowing my vacuum tubes, okay? So, I need to do this as a percentage. What is the largest state with the smallest active duty population? Minnesota's got to be up there. Maine has more people on active duty than Minnesota. Maine, 758. Iowa has 263 people on active duty. Indiana has less than 1,950. Good God. Alabama has got a fraction. All right, I got a little science project for myself. So I got to copy that table. I've got to get total populations, and I've got to get a percentage. That's a straight-up joke. All right, before I get too sidetracked, let me go to the early bird. So, is there a disconnect? Yeah. But you know what? All the little doofuses around the country, what do they all like to do? They all like to play Dungeons and Dragons. They all like to be snipers. They all love to watch SEAL videos. So it's not like they don't watch that stuff and they don't entertain it. They just don't want to do it because they're a bunch of little fat, pudgy little clowns. Because God forbid we take them outside and run them for PE in middle school and high school and elementary school. No, we're going to teach them life skill fitness. So we're going to teach them how to walk. Yeah. Dave Hoskins he's been a football coach and a teacher in Sacramento forever. But he's a great football coach too. Dave Hoskins. Right. And we'd roll out there, you know, for PE at Christian Brothers High School with our reversible shirts on, right? One side blue, the other side white. And the white side said Christian Brothers High School, blah, 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 blah. I wish he still had that shirt, by the way. It's pretty comfortable. Anyway, he wore our ass out in gym class. Right? On days, he'd say, "All right, boys, we're going to Harvard." And he used to call this thing the Harvard Step Test. And so we'd go in the gym and we'd pull out the bottom step of the bleachers on both sides. And you did this thing where like you'd step up on the bleachers, you'd step your other leg up, and then you'd step one leg down and you'd step the other leg down. Right? One, two, three, four, one, two. And he used to call that the Harvard Step Test. So we'd get in there. He'd say, "All right, boys, you know this is a college preparatory school, yes?" And we'd all be going, "Oh, shit. Going to Harvard today." And so we'd begin doing the Harvard step test. McNamara, did they bleed much? What's that, Coach? When they cut your calves off, right? What? What's wrong with my calves? Yeah, you don't have any. Or I remember, you know, these were his standard lines, right? But he used to use them on me. McNamara, you shave your legs? No, I don't. Can you imagine if he did that now? Oh, man, he'd be in jail. He'd be in jail. But, yeah. So they all watch the videos, right? And look, they watch the SEALs on TV. They watch the Special Forces guys on horseback. They'll go to that movie. They'll wear that shit out. But join? Yeah, maybe not. Does that mean? That's why, you know, you got to look at kids, young kids today that have no family connection and join the Marine Corps. That's, you know, from the culture they come from, that's a big time leap in terms of what they know and what they're going to. But for all your moms and dads listening, they're going to a better place. Trust me. Trust us. Marine Corps is a great institution, not perfect, great. And your kid will change for the better. Male or female? All right, top five headlines. Troops, families, here's some ways the shutdown could affect you. Pay. Active duty military generally report to work during a shutdown, regardless of whether their command is considered essential. But military personnel generally won't be paid until the shutdown ends. Retired pay is not affected. It comes from a different pot of money. Yeah, you know they're not going to jack with the retirees because the active duty people might not all vote, but guess what? You know the retirees will take it out on their ass at the ballot box. PCS and TDY. In 2013, the last time this happened, these moves and events were canceled. Healthcare. In 2013, military treatment facilities remained open. Commissaries. The DOD hasn't notified commissary officials yet about whether they will have to close stores. Commissaries were closed in 2013, except for overseas stores. Exchanges, they won't close. DOD schools, based on past experience, Department of Defense education activity is planning their 166 schools overseas and statewide and around the world to be allowed to continue to operate. All right, so that's one story. Next story in the early bird. During the shutdown, the military will take the worst hit in the government shutdown. Number three story is the Wirecast. Public disconnect, hurting military recruiting efforts. We already talked about that. U.S. lawmakers, bloody nose strike would spark a massive war. Yeah. So there's this notion going around that the United States could somehow use a bloody strike, first strike, against North Korea. And I think those of us who know anything about anything know that when you start that, it is not going to be a limited event. Okay? It is not going to be like we see in the Middle East. Right? He has a capable military. Oh, my God. I just moved my head and saw Chuck Schumer. Japan criticized U.S. military for flights over school in Okinawa. Yeah, you know what? Normally, flight paths over populated areas are mapped in very, very deliberate fashion. So I don't know if that's just the normal route that they take. Because we've had stuff falling off of helicopters. We had window fallout, landed in a schoolyard. We have something else fell out of a helicopter. So, yeah, all of that. So, and I don't know, 3MAP needs to answer that. Is there not another way that they can get there? Why are we flying over schools? That's a good question. Would we fly over our own schools? I think we would probably try to stay away from those areas to the best we can, unless there's a declared emergency or something like that. And that was the straightest way to the airfield. Otherwise, yeah, find another way. All right, we're going to take a break. We're still standing by for a press conference in the White House. The Almarine Radio head chef's going to join us on a Monday. Gunnar just informed me that due to a medical issue, and that is his cough, he will probably not join us. All right, so there you have it. So we'll talk to the chef, him next, on a Friday edition, a government shutdown edition, right here on Almarine Radio.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the group can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.